Hello and welcome to Guy Free, Working on Me, a woman's journey to self-awareness. This is a great moment in your life, a moment where you have decided to stop taking care of everyone else and to just start to take care of yourself. Stick with me through these podcasts and we are going to take the best rides of our lives. Listen up. Guy Free Working on Me is not meant to be a permanent lifestyle. It is meant to be a time in your life where you stop basing your worth, your happiness, and your self-esteem on having a man at your side. This is going to be an all-out redeciding of who you are, who you want to be, and what you feel inside. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome. I'm Shauna Hoffman. I hope you've been good to yourself this last week, which is what brings me to this week's podcast. I decided after months of not spoiling myself with a facial to just go ahead and book one. And as I was lying there today, getting totally pampered, I realized what this week's podcast had to be: receiving. And one big piece of receiving, accepting that we deserve it. I say this because as I was lying there getting totally spoiled, I couldn't relax and I couldn't just enjoy it. I found myself having the need to check in with my esthetician to see how she was. I just couldn't lie there and have all the attention and focus on me. The thought of receiving while she was doing all the work was even harder. I had waited months and months for this, but relaxing into it was not in the cards for me. That's unless I could change my perception. You know that damn perception that self-care is selfish? And this was more than self-care. It was self-spoiling. Oh my God, I could not relax and enjoy it. The good news is that in my total discomfort, I became highly self-aware of the fact that I was feeling anxiety instead of enjoying it. And in that discomfort, I could ask myself why. What was making me feel uncomfortable? What was giving me anxiety in the midst of a freaking facial? And why did I feel the need to keep asking her questions? I finally realized that by asking her questions about herself, I was misleading myself into thinking I was shifting the focus off of me and onto her, which is absolutely ridiculous because her job is to have her focus on me. So I decided to give myself a challenge. Lie there and just don't talk. Don't talk, don't talk, don't talk. Receive, receive, receive. In order to do that, I brilliantly came up with an affirmation I could do with my eyes closed. I receive all of this healing energy so that I may give it back to the world. Lofty, wasn't it? Yeah, truly not so much. It was how I could tweak it in order to not feel selfish. I was receiving in order to give back. I mean, it really sounds positive and loving, but what the hell? I still could not just receive. Then I replayed in my mind all of my massages over the last few years, where I spent the entire time asking questions about the massage therapist's family, life, and how their business is going. I know for a fact it was genuine, and my job as a therapist is to truly be concerned about other people's lives and welfare. But in that moment, as I was truly being honest with myself, I could actually say that the motivation was not one of caring. It came from a place of discomfort in receiving, discomfort in feeling like I deserved this. Let me say that again. Discomfort in feeling like I deserved this. I remember the first time I read Louise Hay's Heal Your Body, Heal Your Life workbook. One of the very first questions she asked was what we were taught about what we deserved in life. I did this workbook back in the 80s, and to this day, I remember that question and only that question. It was such a hard one for me. So let's just take a look at the word deserve. It means to do something that makes you worthy of reward or, in some cases, punishment. I've done something good, so I deserve a treat. Another part of this is that we feel that the action that we did or the experience that we have needs to equal the reward in order to feel like we deserve it. I cleaned my office, so I deserved a facial. Yeah, no, that wasn't going to work. It's my birthday, So I deserve to buy myself a massage? Yeah, I could go with that. 365 days of life lessons. I deserve a massage. But can I shut up and just receive it? Nope. Now let's go a little deeper. Let's look at the relationships we choose. What we receive is all wrapped around what we feel we deserve, what we feel we are worthy of. If we feel we are worthy of a healthy, loving relationship, then we should be able to receive love in a healthy, loving relationship. But if we are taught that we do not deserve to be loved, or that we must earn love in some way in order to be worthy of it, then the kind of relationships we choose will be based on that. We repeat the same kind of love relationships that we were taught we deserved. If we were taught that love is conditional instead of unconditional, then we try to create the same conditions that got us love as a child. For instance, for some women, it was being submissive. Be submissive and you will earn my love. So you find the same kind of lover who wants you to be submissive so that you can earn their love. So can you see that what you receive in life on so many levels is based on what you truly believe you deserve, what you truly believe you are worthy of? Every day as a therapist, my job is to affirm over and over and over again that you deserve healthy love. You deserve to be happy. You are worthy of a job that respects you. You are worthy of a home that makes you feel truly comfortable. You deserve time for yourself. You deserve health. And most importantly, you deserve and are so worthy of happiness. It's the recurring lesson for most women who come into my office. The thing is, none of us are perfect and get this all the time. We have humility. We have graciousness. We have concern or gratitude for others. But choosing to receive what we deserve in life should not take away from humility, graciousness, or our concern for others. In truth, it actually feeds it. By accepting the personal care I received from my facialist, I'm honoring her. I'm showing true gratitude for her work. I'm letting her be my angel for the day. And remember, this is the career that she chose. She chose to give back to others. I'm learning to honor every situation where my lack of ability to feel that I deserve is actually stealing the energy from the person who is giving to me. Okay, now it's your turn. Are you able to receive from others in simple situations like a massage or a facial? Do you feel you're worthy of moments of self-care? What have you learned about taking time to honor yourself? What did you learn about the word deserve? Who taught you what you deserve? Who taught you what you are worthy of? What did you learn about what you deserve in love? Are you worthy of someone giving to you on the same level that you give back? Are you worthy of it? Are you able to receive it? Are you uncomfortable receiving attention or gifts? Are you willing to retrain your mind into gratitude instead of deflection? Do you deserve happiness? Are you worthy of happiness? There's a lot to think about here. The hardest concept to understand is that you can't receive from others if you do not feel you deserve it or you're worthy of their gifts. And you are. You truly are worthy of so much in life. There's a website called Be Mindful that has a list of 51 worthiness affirmations. That's the letter B and the word mindful. Let me share some of them with you now. Okay, I really love the first one. It says exactly what I've been saying through this podcast. I am worthy to receive all that I ask. I am worthy of love now. I am worth the effort. Okay, I love that. It implies that you are worth your own efforts. I am worth the effort. This one is so lovely, and it's honoring the idea that you're still learning how to receive. I draw to myself the kinds and amounts of affection I'm capable of receiving. Sometimes it's good to receive in comfortable amounts and slowly increase my capacity for receiving friendship and intimacy. What I love about that one is it's actually acknowledging that you deserve to increase your capacity to receive. Okay, I'm going to leave you with this last one. Anytime I am cued to do self-kindness, self-acceptance, or self-encouragement is also a blessing I receive gratefully and appreciatively. Working on me is a journey. If you try and ignore it, you'll feel the effects of your ongoing ignoring of self. But this journey is truly the most beautiful journey you can take. It's a journey to the deepest parts of you, and it's only one that you can take. Thank you for sharing your journey with me today. Please be good to yourselves. Receive, 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 because you are so worthy. Eat amazing foods. Honor your body. Surround yourself with loving beings. Thank you for letting me into your life today, and I look forward to popping back in again next week. Thank you for joining me today on the Guy Free Podcast. My hope is that you leave this podcast inspired, fired up, and ready to take that next step on the magical journey of self-awareness. And then you come back and join us again. Oh, and if you can do me a quick favor, please leave me a 5-star review over on iTunes. I gain so much from reading the reviews and getting feedback from my listeners. Each week, I'm going to choose one special person who's left me a review to win my book, Guy Free Working on Me. That was the book that started it all. Make sure you add your name to the review, and I'll reach out to you if you're the winner. Thanks again for spending your time with me today. Be sure to visit me on the Guy Free Working on Me Facebook page and on workingonme.com for past episodes and insight into the fabulous journey to you.